You're listening to a Lake Avalon Entertainment production.
Sylvian 2R. Man, I cannot wait to get down there. Soak up the rays and ride on the waves. Speaking of which, has anyone seen my shorts?
Shorts? What are shorts? You mean like Spud and Em? They're still here. Em's right there.
No, they're those cut-off like pants. Apparel a dude wears on his lower parts in the warmer climates like the one we're going to for some well-deserved R&R.
Oh, those are shorts?
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Well, I sort of... I'm scared to tell you.
Nico, remember, he's like a little kid who's been left alone for a really long time.
That can be put back the way it was. What did you do with my shorts, Dad?
Well, see, I was trying to help out. I was cleaning your room, and I thought they were either shrunk in the wash or that you outgrew them. And I sort of...
What?
I sort of flushed them out with the rest of the garbage.
You did what?
Good old Russet, at it again.
Come on, your pet AI goes or you go.
Now, Russet, what'd you do now?
On a very small nearby planet, a minuscule boy near his tiny mother looks up and sees something large and strange falling from the sky.
Mommy? Mommy, what is that?
Oh, Lumiscar, what are you going on about now?
Up there, falling from above.
I don't know. Oh, my. Run, Lumi, run!
Shorts from space!
A Nichols and Spud mini-adventure.
Sometime during a lull in business, deep in the outer quadrants of the Andromeda system, in the late hours of the evening, Nichols is having his nightly conversation with Nikki, which they both look forward to every day. Hey, kid.
Hello, Father.
Whoa, what's with the long snout?
Oh, nothing. It is just that Mother caught me reading again.
What? That's not right. You read all the time. I can't understand how you can do that for fun, but you know what? I'm gonna go have a talk with her.
No, it is all right, Father. Please, do not do that. Mother loves that I can read, but she frowns on me doing so through the whole night. I was just so engrossed in my volume of Space Mechanics Monthly that, well, I was so consumed by it I could not put it down, and Mother checked on me in the night. She was distraught over my being awake. She believes a child my age should get a full night's sleep, so I am grounded from my books for a whole week.
Okay, I guess you did bad. You sure that's all? All she's mad at you for? Just reading at night. Is that correct? Yes, I didn't quite catch all that you said. My mind wanders sometimes. You know that about me, but I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Yes, you are correct, Father.
Is that all? I don't know how to respond in a parental way, except tell you that you're not alone. Yeah, I know, it might be hard for you to believe, but I used to be quite the reader myself. Used to read every night, just before I went to bed, too.
You did? Huh. I could not quite envision that.
Well, I did. Your old man's not all brawn, you know.
Of course not.
You know, I kind of have an intellectual side, though.
I do not see you that way. What was the topic you most indulged?
What's that now?
What did you enjoy reading?
Oh, well, I love the classics. Oh, stuff like, The Adventures of Captain Galaxy and Kid Rocket. Ranger Mike and the Kilgorian Tribe. 2 miles under the surface ice. Sam Gunn.
Excuse me, Father, but are those not just a collection of old comic books?
Yeah, that's what I said. The classics. And you know what? I wasn't supposed to read them past my bedtime either. That was what was fun about it.
I know. Mother says it irritates her even more now because you did so break the rules with your parental figures. And she would frequently have to speak harshly at you so that you wouldn't get scolded by your father. She said that she had to stay up and watch you, exhausting herself in the process, and she was not going to do the same for me.
Yes, we're a lot more alike than your mother would prefer. Sorry, kid. You got a stick in the mud for a mom. Her and Spud have that in common. Although, I guess I did ruin her on having any fun, though. I was always getting into some kind of trouble.
Is that true? Please regale me with some of your past mischievous acts, Father. I would very much enjoy hearing at least one of your mother's previous exploits.
Look, kid, you can't ask me questions like that. It's just not appropriate. And, I just don't feel comfortable with it right now. How old are you anyway?
No, Father, I am not asking about that. I would, however, like to hear a story of you and Mother getting into trouble when you were kids. Like me. There, does that help?
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess I could tell you about this one time. yeah, I got one. I'm gonna have to use the flashback sound effect, though, against my will. Cue it up, Joe, will ya?
That is rather a pleasant sound.
Not always, little one. Not always. Anyway, I was just a little older than you from what I remember, and I decided to go camping by myself in the Baryonyx Hills in my secret cave hideout. I mean, I had my scout's gear and my short-range transmitter and a bag full of snacks and whatnot, and so I set up camp in one of the caves. You know, I wasn't afraid or anything. And so I went out there to catch some bingo lizards and just get away for a little while.
Please hold for a moment. Did you have permission to go camping? I know for a fact that your family is very strict, or so Mother says.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt about it. They were. And Smedge, no. Oh, oops. Sorry. Hey, don't talk like that, little one. Try not to emulate your old man on stuff like that. What I meant was, no way. I did not have permission. But I'm trying to make a point here. Can we please get back to the story now?
Proceed.
Okay, so from what I recall, it was on the flip side of midday. And I just found my favorite cave hideout.
All right. Totally awesome. I actually paid attention to scouts, and now I'm good for the weekend. I knew all that jibber-jabber would have to come in handy. Otherwise, they wouldn't have just said it right. Now I can just chill, lay back, and get ready for a few days of fun time, all by myself.
Hey, Nichols, what are you up to?
Ah! How? Alone. And then... nothing. No thing. How did you even know I was out here?
I always know where you are. And right now, I'm worried. When you know nothing about anything, then it almost always means double something with a heaping double scoop of run for the hills trouble. So pack up your junk. Come on. We gotta go back home now. It'll be dark soon.
No way, dude. I just started my fire. I'm staying here. There's no way I'm going back. And you can't make me. How? How do you always know how to find me anyway?
I planted a tracking device on you.
Oh, is that all? Wait, what, where?
That's for me to know.
And the you to never find out. I know. That's not cool, Tess. Did my mom send you out here to find me?
No, it was your father this time. He is on a rampage at present, and I always get the claw end of it when you do stupid stuff. I wish you wouldn't do this kind of crazy... You know, you...
Oh, come on, Tessie. My parents are so boring. No reading my adventures at night. No chewing with my mouth open. No playing with my pets inside. Boring! I totally have to get away sometimes. if I have to put one more book on my tail to learn how to walk right, or make me wear one of those dorky, stupid outfits that they make me wear. I'm gonna lose it, man! They don't put you through this stuff. You don't know what it's like.
No, maybe they don't. But that's because my parents are the servants. We get to do much worse things than you. Like, clean your underwear, for one. Glock. And look after you for another. Double glock. I trade with you and walk with a book on my tail in a heartbeat. And you can take care of all the dirty jobs.
Nope, forget it, dude. Well, maybe. You know, come to think of it, I might totally dig it. It might actually be awesome sweet. Except scrubbing the bathroom. That would suck.
Why and when did you start talking like that?
Like what?
Totally, dude. You're like, sweet man, awesome, sweet, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that. I found this sweet group of video feeds from Earth on the web. There was this one with funny-looking green dudes with bats like Ankylosaurus. Anyway, they rode these things called skateboards, and they ate something called pizza constantly. And they talk like this. Totally gnarly, dude. So I decided I want to be cool like them. You should totally watch the videos too, dude. And you're so gonna love the westerns. They're totally you. Especially this guy called the Duke. You love him, I know it.
Ugh. Video feeds from Earth? Come on, Nichols. Why do you have to be so dumb? Your parents are gonna eat me for dinner. The one job I've had my whole life is to keep you from getting into trouble and make you behave.
Job? What are you talking about?
And nobody can do that. You're impossible. This is as bad as when you wanted to see if the lava flowing from Mount Thunder was actually hot or just spicy like hot sauce. Oh, I am going to be in so much trouble if I don't bring you back right now. So come on! Get your stupid green tail up and move.
You're only 12 cycles. You're a kid just like me. You don't have a job?
Yes, I do. You're my job. Your puny brain might not grasp that, but...
You like to keep your eye on me.
No, I don't.
Tessa likes me. Tessie, Tessie likes me. Kissy, kissy, Tessa can't live without me.
Shut up, Nichols. I do not.
Nichols and Tessie sitting in a nest, growing horns together and making a mess.
Shut up, you big meanie. Stop it.
Ow. Ugh. Hey, I got something to show you. Come on.
Oh, no. You are not getting distracted this time. I'm not getting in trouble for you again. Come on, dummy. You're coming home with me.
You have to catch me first. And, I can run faster than you. Remember?
Ugh. That's because you're always running away from me. Get back here. You are not going to turn this into another... Hey, I know. Let's take a torch to my parents' furniture to see if it's flammable moment.
One moment here. Did you actually do that?
What?
Burn your parents' furniture.
Did I just say that out loud? Look, kid. I was going through a phase. I wanted to see what things did and how they worked. You know what I mean.
Oh, yes. I was a mere 2 cycles old when I dropped melonium on the floor of the Coelophysis' lower deck to see the chemical reaction that would take place with Coelo's albinite hall metal. The results were, well, quite frankly, spectacular. It reacted just how the Hollow Book had predicted. Mother reacted the same way as in your story. She reminded me of all my past misdeeds and forbade me to read my Hollow Book for a month. Because she said she had to replace the floor where it melted away. Curiosity is quite distressing sometimes.
Sure. I can relate, kid, I think. So you weren't really being as mischievous as you were being scientific, if you say so. Yeah, and I know how it is with your mother. Tess is good at holding things over your head. Hey. Let me give you a bit of advice. Never let her get you with your pants down. You'll never live long enough to hear the end of it. Believe you me.
Pants down. What is the meaning of this expression?
It means don't let her get you doing stuff you ain't supposed to. That is, if you don't want to hear about it forever.
Crude, but true. You may continue with your story now.
Yeah, sure, sure. But, listen, kiddo. I'm going to give you a disclaimer and a bit of advice all in one. Don't do the crazy things I've done. I don't understand why I'm still around, to be honest with you. Plus, your mom, she's a bit too by the book for my taste. She always has been. But she's a good girl. And believe me, she loves you and knows what's best for you. So don't be too hard on her, huh? If you're gonna listen to me on anything, listen to me on that.
I understand and agree.
Cool. Okay, Joe, fire away. Okay. So, anyway, let's see, where were we? Oh, yeah. I ran to a special spot in the cave, from what I remember.
Here it is.
It's an underground lake. Big deal.
Tessa, you're gonna grow up and be a real stick in the mud, you know that?
As long as it's a stick that can pin you down to the mud. Oh, what's the use? Fine.
Wow, it's great.
Does that fancy your ego?
You suck.
Okay, good. Now let's get going before I get it twice as bad.
Boring. You don't get it. It's an underground lake. And this is much more fun.
Pickles! You're gonna get it. I can't believe this. You actually pushed me in.
Yep, and I'm coming in too. So move over. Cowabunga, dude. Get in, ball!
Nichols, you just wait till I get a hold of you. Okay, I can see you're still on this pure debauchery kick. Ha ha, very funny. Nichols? Nichols, where are you? Come on, Nichols. This isn't funny. If you come up and scare me, I'm gonna drown you. Nichols! Nichols! Oh, please don't be dead.
What terrible beast emerged from the depths of the underground lake in Nichols' secret cave and came face to face with little Tessa? And what did it do with Kid Nichols? What came of the both of them? Oh yeah, I suppose we know that already. Nonetheless, does older Nichols have a point in his walk down memory lane? And will his poor daughter ever find out what that point may be? Or will he just ramble and ramble as we all know he does so well? Join us again next time for the exciting conclusion of this Nichols and Spud short from space to find out.
Thank you, Starbomb, for that very informative and heartwarming story. In other news, the city of Minneapolis was invaded by a large object from outer space early this morning. The object covered over half the city. Authorities have reported the object to be a large pair of... No, this can't be right. Apparently, the menace from another world has been confirmed to be a large pair of red shorts with giant flowers printed on them. Oh my. The rescue crew, along with volunteers, is estimated to take several weeks in removing said shorts from the city. The full scope of the horror that befell our fair city has yet to be determined. One eyewitness described it to be of epic proportions. We will keep you updated as to the staggering casualties, as well as on the status of the rescue efforts as this devastating saga continues to unfold. This is B-Lob D signing off, perhaps for the last time.
Channel 25!
Guys, Nichols,
sir?
I don't know how to tell you this, but, I think I located your shorts.
Hi, yeah. Hi. This thing on? Oh, good. They waving at me. So I guess me all is good. Well, what they want is have me tell you about things that have to do with this episode that we just finished. It's about a guy named Nichols when he was just a wee little one. And also his little girlfriend when she was little too. Not. They waving at me again. Fine. You want me do this or you? Well, me don't know. Me never do this before. Guess they want me speed things up. This show called Nichols and Spud Short from Space. And this episode was called Big Trouble with Little Nichols, Part 1. Yeah. And, oh yeah, I am big part of Big Trouble. That's the part I play. You know the guy that crawl at the end when kids go swimming? In cave. Yeah. That me. I big creature monster. Yeah. Oh, whatever. You go on and wait. You want to see what I can do when I get really mad? Okay, then. Hush up and let me do. So now me guess me supposed to tell you who talking this one. Fine. Yeah. Heidi Lynn. Do Nikki. Yeah. She pretty. I like her. Yeah. Jackie Floyd to Tessa and Little Tessa. You believe that? That just blew me mind. Very, very talented. Yes. Stephen Krause. I guess he do voice of Little Nickel. Oh, he good boy for helping out on this one. And then there's this other guy who do voice of Big Nickel and other things. Casey Krause, they call him. Yeah. Anyway, Lake Avalon Entertainment made this show. Yeah. And now they have all this other stuff they want me to say too? No way, dudes. You got to be out of mind. You have someone else do. I forget this.
Hello? Huh. Right. What kind of actors do we get to do this sometimes? Had to be someone's cousin. Ugh. He just couldn't handle this? It's not that hard. Well, I guess it's up to me. Anyway, please visit spudandnick.com for more information about our cast and crew, as well as some fun extra content. Be sure to explore the entire strange universe of Nichols and Spud while you're there. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to The Adventures of Nichols and Spud on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Leave us a like, comment, or review to help us reach more podcast lovers like yourself. If you can't find us on your favorite place for podcasts, are interested in finding out more information about our upcoming projects, or just interested in helping out, email nicholsandspud@gmail.com or interact with us on social media and let us know. Once again, we thank you for joining us on our zany adventures. Keep your eyes peeled and looking up. You never know when we'll be scraping across the sky in your part of the universe.